So much behind the scenes of these KPBX Kids concerts, including a gentleman who would record the concerts at the Bing so that we could present them. And then he had a job here creating the recordings for the families of all of these performances. And even as we go to a brief interview with Bill Wright, I do want to mention that what we're doing today will again be put up as podcasts. We'll get to it in the next day or so. So you can go to kpbx.org under programming, find the podcasts, and you will find the podcasts of what we did today divided into half-hour increments. And then also past podcasts are there too. I'll talk about that especially in the next day or two. But let's hear from a few minutes with Bill Wright. So Bill Wright, you've been doing this for quite a while of recording the performers from Music Fest Northwest when they played live in our studio. Do you remember about how long ago that was you started?
My word. I started back before there was even the idea of doing it on digital. Three cassette decks, a box of very finely bulk erased cassettes, and praying to God that we'd make the record hit just as the kids were starting, because so many times it was one kid right after the other. There's days I've kind of wished we could go back, but there's no doubt about it that doing it digitally has made recording the kids incredibly easier on me in terms of getting the recording done. And, for that, I am very thankful.
You know, it's kind of surprised me because as we started streaming it and making it available that way, still people have wanted CDs to remember it by, haven't they?
Yeah, I think the idea there is that they just like to have a hard copy in front of them. And in terms of music, a physical CD is essentially what they get.
And I know how much you deeply and dearly love music, all kinds of music. Give kind of some impressions of all these years and the performers and the way the kids kind of act when they have to just show up and play some music.
When I walk in, I generally love hearing how the kids are noodling from whatever office they may be in, trying to perfect that last minute go around. I mean, piano is kind of hard because, the station only has one Yamaha, and you might have five kids trying to fight around it to get their fingers warmed up. But generally, once they get going, they're pretty much one-on-one with their music. There's been a number of standouts that, far too many to really name, but one or two that just strike me. Young man that won the concerto competition 2 years ago, who's now probably studying hard in Boston. Some of these, like Jasmine Wynn, who I've heard since probably second grade, and just to hear how they progress year after year, it's like, man, you've got to be dedicated both to your craft and to the idea of doing it well in order to make it. Plus, whatever else you're taking in school at that advanced level, it's like far more incredible than I would have ever been in high school. I'm just amazed at these kids and what they do.
It's very heartening for the future of music, isn't it?
It is. I heard it said very well on a jury member on one of the Clyburn competitions. Basically said, how do we replace the old masters that have gone? Well, this is indeed how you do it. I mean, this is the Spokane version of it. We find the best talent and we let them go.
And thank you, Bill Wright, for all of your work over the years. Now, back to 2010 and the flutist Drew Powell. We opened a day on one of our broadcasts with him. What a treat that we get to begin with Drew Powell, principal flutist of the Spokane Youth Orchestra, a senior at Ferris High School. He's joined by Carol, a student of Bruce Bodden. He's joined by pianist Carol Miyamoto, the two of them together playing the finale from the Suite for Flute by the French composer Vidor. Thank you.
Drupel. Thank you, Drupel, the flutist, joined by the pianist Carol Miyamoto, playing for us the last movement of the Vidor Suite for flute. He's a student of Bruce Budden, senior at Lewis and Clark High School, Ferris High School. Ooh, that was dangerous, and on his way to Brigham Young University next fall. So thank you so much, Drew, for that terrific playing,
Drew Powell. Okay, let's go back to the piano, which, as I mentioned, is the core of Music Fest Northwest creation in 1946 or 45 or whenever Music Fest Northwest first came along, right at the end of World War II. And the pianist Daniel Carter, and again, I mentioned him earlier, he's one of these double threat people. Actually, triple threat. We don't have his violin playing with us, but we will have his piano playing, then his composing. So let's go back to our 2010 broadcast.
So we're continuing with performers. Is Daniel White here? Been waiting patiently all this time. Thank you, Daniel, for coming early, getting used to the piano, and waiting patiently to play, as we have these performers from Music Fest Northwest. Daniel White is from Spokane. He's a ninth grader, 14-year-old pianist who takes from Shelley Rose and has for us a really glorious piece by Mozart, The Fantasy in D Minor. This is the pianist, Daniel White.
Thank you.
Daniel White was playing for us. First, couple pieces. He'll be back with a little bit of Chopin in a while, but there he was playing Mozart, that Fantasy in D minor by Mozart, Daniel White, who's a 14-year-old pianist. Well, this is a happening. It just kind of just came along, and I think we should take opportunity earlier when I was speaking with Daniel White, the pianist, and we were talking about the different things he plays. He talked about composition, and so since we'd had an earlier pianist playing one of her compositions, I think it's time to hear Daniel White play a piano composition for us. This is a piece called Changes, written and played by Daniel K. White. Wow, thank you, Daniel. Daniel White playing for us his composition Changes on the piano. And now to the other Daniel. This is the two Daniels today. And we'll hear the other Daniel on another occasion, but great to hear these people as performers and as creators of music. And so there's the threesome that we later featured in that KPBX Kids concert of DG Kim and Daniel White and Gabe Swallow. I think it's time for a singer, and we're going to jump a couple years now. We are now in the year 2012 from these broadcasts from our studio from Music Fest Northwest performers. Here's Justin Grammer. Okay, Justice, it's good to have you back. Justice Grammer is a singer from Coeur d'Alene, and we've certainly enjoyed his family in many contexts, including, yeah, I presume it's your brother Stephen that's playing for you, and Stephen, welcome back here too. Justice is a voice student of Andrea Dawson, and he is a 16-year-old who's homeschooled, bass baritone, has for us a Schumann song, Die Beiden Grenadier, The Two Grenadiers. Is there anything special about this, what's going on in this song we need to know about?
Well, it's important to know that one of the Grenadiers is so sad about how the country is falling apart, how France was captured, that he wants to die. And the other one says, I would love to die with you, but I have to take care of my wife and kids.
There you go. The whole world right there in that song. Go ahead and do it.
Nach Frankreich sollen zwei Grenadier, die waren in Russland gefangen. Von aus, sie kommen, sie in deutsche Quartier, sie ließen die Köpfe hangen. Da hörten sie beide die traurige Mär, dass Frankreich verloren gegangen. Besiegt und geschlagen das tapfere Heer und der Kaiser gefangen. Da weinten zusammen die Grenadier, wohl ob der kläglichen Künder, der eine sprach, wie wer wird mir, wie brennt meiner alter Wunder, der andere sprach, das Lied ist aus, auch ich mit mir der Sterben, doch hab ich Weib und Kind zu Haus, der ohne mich verderben. Was geht mich Weib, was geht mich Kind? Ich trau gar weit besser verlangen. Lass sie betten gehen, wenn sie hungrig sind. Mein Kaiser, gefangen. Gewähr mir, Bruder, ein Hinweis, wenn ich dir sterben werde, so nimm meine Leichen nach Frankreich mit. Grab mich in Frankreich, Serda, das Kreuz im roten Band. Sollst du aufs Herz mir legen, die Flinte krieg mir in die Hand und geht mir um den Degen. So will ich liegen und hoffen still, wie eine Schilfwacken Krabbe, bis einst ich hören Kanonen Gabrul und wilhende Rosse getraber. Dann reitet mein Kaiser wohl über mein Grab, will Schwerter klirren und blitzen, will Schwerter klirren und blitzen. Dann steig ich gewaffnet hervor aus dem Grab, den Kaiser zu schützen.
Justice Grammer beautifully telling us that story, Die beiden Grenadiere, the Schumann piece.